At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Thursday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. In this third and final hour, we check in live from Charlotte at Quail Hollow, the site of the 2025 PGA Championship, golf's second major of the year that is now underway. A quick look at the live leaderboard. We've got a tie at the top. We've got, eight guys, three under par early, including Luke Donald, Tommy Fleetwood, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and Keegan Bradley. Four other guys there as well. Not to discredit Ryan Fox or Nico Echevarria or Steven Yeager or Raz Hogard. All of those guys in the fold as well. But an early start, DRS, at the 2025 PGA Championship with some big names already out there on the course, including Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler alongside Xander Schauffele and their trio, their group that teed off on 10 to start their opening round. They have played about five holes officially recorded as of this moment. All three guys in that group, DRS, even par to begin.
Yeah, by the way, the asterisk against the holes, ridiculous, man. Everybody starts on one. Everybody finishes on 18. Let's knock the nonsense off. So you don't have to do quick math in your head exactly where they're at this point in time. But also, how about the brothers out there? Rasmus and also Nikolaj Højgaard. All under par at this point? Now, they have to be related. They can't just be two countries with Højgaard, right? They got to be related.
I think they're twin brothers. I think they're twin brothers, Nikolaj Højgaard and Rasmus Højgaard. Yeah,
holy
the big Danes. I think they played together in the Zurich in New Orleans. That's kind of fun, right? A brotherly pair. I think they're twins, though. If they're not twins, a super strong family resemblance in the Højgaard family. Rass, off to a better start. He is three under par. Nikolaj, he is one under par. Are they playing together? I don't know if they are playing together. I think they're just a group apart. But I guess what did you say?
Yeah, they're look at this like they're a hole apart. One's on five, one's on six. But like, let's just say like you are a twin brother golfer, right? And it's like, hey, my brother's not as good as I am. I already qualified for like the U.S. Open. Let me just go play for him in the qualifier to get him in the U.S. Open, and nobody would ever know the difference. Man,
we got big doings right now. It's pretty clear, though, they both are pretty good equally.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really been an issue for the Højgaard family.
Man, can you imagine if you had a twin brother who's better than you, but he would just qualify for whatever you needed to do? What a tremendous, what a great thing a brother would be able to do for his other brother here, man. Tremendous stuff.
Why hasn't Brooks done that for Chase? They're not
now, what
twin
if I
brothers.
Now, hold on.
They did get
now,
paid.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, let's take it into the early line. Now, this would be crazy. I don't know what this world would be. Your boy DRS had an identical twin. I mean, get out of town at that point where, like, you could just say, hey, man, hey, brother, fill in for me this morning. And Ben's like, man, he sounds a little off this morning. Did you get your sleep last night? You know what I mean? Like, you never know the difference. Like, just a twin right. was stepping into the moment. Also, I understand this, too. Like, you see, yeah, you see the videos out here in the streets, and it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, what happens if you had, like, twin kids, and the kid, like, walks in the room and is like,
for sure.
Man, I don't know who that actually is. Identify yourself over there. Man, what a crazy world, man. Oof.
The early line with Ben Stevens and Ronnie Leftside live each and every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Ronnie Leftside, that's like Matthew Liberatore. Anyway, we'll talk about that at another time. DRS, we want to hear from the people. On a great sports debate now that might carry over for the next few years. Of course, a historic and sweeping decision on Tuesday afternoon made by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to remove Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, among others, from MLB's permanently ineligible list, pretty much saying at the time of their death, they are off that list as they can no longer harm the reputation of MLB, which sets the stage for guys like Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson to maybe be considered for Cooperstown once again. What say all of you? Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? That was the question in Fade the Public. Oh. DRS, if it was up to the Fade the Public poll at SportsGrid on Twitter, there really wouldn't be a debate for the Historical Oversight Committee where 12 of 16 votes is necessary for Pete Rose to get into Cooperstown, because more than 80% of the public says that, yes, Pete Rose should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. DRS, I know you're fading the public.
No, actually, I didn't fade the public. I went with the public here. Like, being in the Hall of Fame, telling the totality of the tale, I don't agree that Pete Rose should have gotten the Hall of Fame if he was actually still alive, because you do have to have penalties opposed to, you know, just doing whatever you want and not paying attention to Major League Baseball protocols throughout your playing career, and also post-playing career where you just put a thumb up to Major League Baseball repeatedly at that point. So I did vote yes at the 80% because you have to sell the story of Major League Baseball with Pete. So I didn't fade the public. I went with the public.
That confuses me, though. Yesterday, you said he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
He doesn't.
That you do not want him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he doesn't. But he will be voted into the Hall of Fame. Should Pete Rose be in? I used to use this as, will he get into the Hall of Fame, as opposed to here's what I think is going to happen. That's why I played it out. Because theoretically, if you break the rules, you shouldn't be in there. But I voted with the public because technically he should be in because of what he did. And he will get into the Hall of Fame. So that's why I used the poll itself for myself at that spot. I didn't use it as mine. I didn't read it like all the way through as I should have.
You have trouble reading the Fade the Public poll, man.
He will get in.
The phrasing, the signs, the letters, the figures, the symbols are really confusing you this week, DRS.
Yeah, like he should be in the Hall of Fame. I voted yes because he will be in. So that's how I took it, as opposed to he won't be in the Hall of Fame because I don't want him to be in the Hall of Fame, if that makes sense.
I think, will Pete Rose be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame? Yeah. I would agree. The reality, more than likely, that is going to happen. But I think should kind of is asking for
personal
judgment. What?
Yeah, who votes? Is this the norm of baseball writers? Just like some old crew that gets it, like the NFL sometimes has.
Question.
Like, hey, you didn't get in your first 60 times. Let the old timers put you in. So if Joe's saying it's the older, it's interesting this, like, how he'll actually get in, because baseball writers are the worst. Like, they'll hold a grudge and be like, well, nobody got in unanimously. I don't want him to get in, so we have to hold up that standard. Like, well, they're like, well, he's dead. Like, he's not watching. You're not penalizing him anymore. So theoretically, he's either in or out, like ballot number one, right? We're not holding, let's make him wait 5 years. He's not even here to wait. What are we doing?
So it first has to go to the Historical Oversight Committee, where Pete needs to pass with a majority 12 of 16. And then I believe he would go to the overall baseball writers. I'm not entirely sure where you would need, I think, 50 vote on Hall of Fame candidacy each and every year. So the earliest that Pete can be inducted into Cooperstown would be winter of 2027. Thus, the delay. You can't do that, man. Donnie, I need you to lead into the.
What do you got?
Come on.
Look at that.
Come on,
Look at
man.
Petey boy.
Come on, man.
The come black on, and man. White TVs. Yep, that's posthumous Pete right there.
Come
4,256 career hits, 17-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, the NL MVP in 1973. And I saw an article where he was saying that his rookie year, Ben, made 7 G's for the season. How about that? That's a bargain.
Not on his bets, by the way. That was later in his career. Come on. When did you know? When did you know we were going black and white for the posthumously Pete Rose board? When did we know? Because that's ugly. That's ugly to not let your host know that and let him
now,
be caught off guard by that.
Pete? Back in Cincinnati, it looks that's like that's not young Pete.
I think
like
that, so.
Yeah, that's old Pete.
He was a 17-time All-Star DRS. He was an All-Star at the age of 44 in his second to last season with Cincinnati. Crazy.
Couldn't get the guy out.
Of course, the MLB all-time hits leader. All right. We got a Keith Stewart and Charlotte next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Golf's second major of the season now officially underway in Charlotte. It's the 2025 PGA Championship at Quail Hollow, which means we check in bright and early in the opening round on this Thursday morning with Keith Stewart, who is there on the sites of Quail Hollow Club for the beginning of the 2025 PGA. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here on TEL.
Ben, Donnie, good morning here. Things are about to heat up down here in Charlotte. Literally, the water's coming out of the ground, the temperature, the humidity, and the pressure that these guys feel. This is a lot of fun. We've got 8 guys tied for first place right now at 3 under par. The guys are having at it. It's pretty good competition so far, guys.
The opening round underway, and as Keith alluded to, 8 guys tied for the top of the leaderboard, all at 3 under. Keith, one of the stories entering this week, the remarks about Quail Hollow as a course and a host site as well, but also just the amount of rain on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, kind of dampening literally practice rounds and preparations. But as you said, it's starting to dry out. What have you seen of the course conditions early in the opening round on this Thursday?
Ben, it's a great point. They've gotten 5 inches of rain in the last 5 days. And the PGA of America came out with a huge statement last night. It said, we are playing the ball down, which means no preferred lies, which means no lift, clean, and replace, right? And it's a major championship, and that's what they should do. And thankfully, through this morning wave so far, everyone's out on the golf course. We haven't seen any issues with mud balls or anything like that. Now, the story coming into this was going to be the green complexes and the putting. And it's already treacherous. You can see it on TV and in the coverage that the guys are being very respectful. But the greens are so pure that if you are a good putter, you can make some. I look forward to the afternoon wave, which has some big names, that these guys, these greens are going to get a little crusty every afternoon. And they're going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys go nuts, either make some putts or miss some. have that ball roll out, those testy three-footers to save par. It's going to be a lot of entertainment.
We take a look at the odds market right now. As you said, very competitive early and often right now. You could probably go after those flags and those pins, which you might not be able to do a little bit later this week once the greens do dry out. Rory McIlroy through six holes, he is under par. But still, Scottie Scheffler, we talked yesterday, was a 4-1 price or so. He's at plus 360 right now. Rory McIlroy at a plus 850. They're waiting for Scottie Scheffler to do some damage this weekend down in Carolina.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Donnie. The big three are out on the golf course right now. They're out. They started on the 10th hole. They're in the middle of their back nine. And, you know, Scotty, he's hitting the ball everywhere. He's chipped in once for birdie, and then he also putted it in from off the green for eagle. So he's two under par, and he hasn't really played like the number one player in the world. These guys just hang around. They are that good. Rory McIlroy the same way, under par, and he's been a little bit loose with the driver. Xander Schauffele's actually looked the most steady, and right now he's trailing both of those guys in that power group.
When you look at that power pairing, Keith, and that group off early, Xander Schauffele, the reigning PGA champion, of course, Rory McIlroy, victorious and finally completing the career Grand Slam at Augusta earlier this year, and Scottie Scheffler, who just eagled the par 5 15th, their sixth hole, as Keith alluded to. They started on the back nine. John Rahm, fourth best price entering this week at Quail Hollow, 18-1 pre-tournament. He's two under par so far in the early going at the PGA Championship. But Keith, the guy you gave us yesterday, early leans on the early line, Bryson DeChambeau, third best price, only a couple of bucks behind both Scotty and Rory to begin, remains at that 7-1 pre-tournament number. You talked about the course conditions and the guys that will go off a little bit later on this Thursday in Charlotte. How favorable will DeChambeau find the course today at Quail Hollow?
Oh, Bryson's going to love this setup today because he's a great putter, and the crustier the greens get, that's going to give him an advantage and allow him to separate. Appointment viewing, boys, at 1:47 p.m. this afternoon. You've got to have Bryson, Victor, and Gary Woodland. And that whole afternoon wave, it's loaded. It starts with JT and Colin right around 1:15, and group after group right in that little section, you're going to have some awesome golf to watch, and Bryson is going to be the star. You can see it already how Rory's distancing himself from even Scotty and Xander off the tee and the advantage that he has. And for Bryson, it's going to be the same exact thing. These guys hit mid irons where the other guys are hitting long irons into greens. It's just such an advantage. And if you can roll the rock, which is going to be the true test for 4 days, Bryson's got to be licking his chops right now because the golf course is soft where he's going to land and the greens are pure. And those are the two things he needs in order to differentiate himself from this field. Now, real quick, one of the tee times this morning that I thought was like really interesting was Captain Keegan Bradley was paired with Matt McNealy and Andrew Novak, two guys that would be rookie selections for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And you know, the PGA of America, they run the U.S. team. Putting that pairing together, that was no coincidence. Now, all of a sudden, the first tee time of the day, the guy that led off the tournament was Luke Donald, the European captain. Keegan now, right? He's out there with those two guys. He's supposed to be watching them. Keegan's leading the tournament alongside Luke Donald. You have both active Ryder Cup captains out there leading the golf tournament right now. It's a really cool thing that the PGA of America, only five times in history, has an active Ryder Cup captain shot around in the 60s at the PGA Championship, and both guys have a chance to do it today.
Keith, answer me this question, too, because so many times look at like an event like the U.S. Open. You're just trying to hang on over the weekend. Don't make double bogey and don't make bogey. But if you are 4 to 5 shots back, let's just say, on Saturday late afternoon, is this golf course going to be set up where you can go out there and really put together a string of birdies or possibly eagles to get you back in and win this thing?
Donnie, there's two parts to that. There's two answers to that question. On holes 1 through 15, absolutely. Go attack. Make as many birdies as you can. You get to the green mile, 16, 17, and 18. We're going to see a lot of fluctuation in score. It's going to be super entertaining. You got to get the ball in the house. And so early on in your round, attack late. Put both hands on the steering wheel and then hold on for dear life.
It is going to be a great weekend in Charlotte. Keith, quickly, what do you think that finishing score is for our PGA champion? Just how low will they go at Quail Hollow?
Ben, it's going to be right around the mid-teens. I'd take 15 right now, and you'd probably be in a playoff. 16 or so, you win. 13, 14, maybe, you know, runner-up.
It's a really good point as well. And for all of you betting round leaders, three balls, all that stuff, par 71 in Charlotte. Do not forget. Keith Stewart, we appreciate the time as always. We'll keep checking in from Charlotte all week long on Sports Grid. More on the early line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A short Thursday slate around Major League Baseball here on the early line to break down for you. Only six games on the docket as of this moment. Yeah. DRS, the hottest team in Major League Baseball. That's the Minnesota Twins, winners of 10 consecutive games. The Twins becoming the first team this year in 2025 in the bigs to win 10 games in a row. Now, can they make it 11 straight? Today, as they wrap up their series in Baltimore inside Camden Yards, against an Orioles team, man, 15-26 now after getting swept in the doubleheader yesterday by Minnesota. Minus 132, the money line price for the O's to avoid the series sweep and to snap that Minnesota 10-game win streak. 9 is the total. What do we see this afternoon? 12:36 p.m. Eastern time, scheduled first pitch in Baltimore.
Hoping to see some runs here, particularly the Baltimore Orioles, because, again, their lineup still screams like they should be able to get base hits. They should be able to win baseball games, but it just hasn't turned out in their favor. And over the past 30 days, Jackson Holliday today, Gunnar Henderson, and Ryan O'Hearn all lining up as lefties should be able to do some damage against Chris Paddock. You take a look at Paddock today, only 12 pitchers that are listed on the card for me, a 122 xFIP minus and an xFIP number of 4.95 with the ERA that matches up in the high fours. But you also take a look at Paddock on the season so far, 170 batters he's faced, a 155 ISO and a 302 weighted on base percentage, which isn't bad. You take that now for the last 30 days, 110 batters he's faced. It's actually a 130 ISO, which is improved, and a 259 weighted on base percentage, which is improved as well. So now you're looking at today the analytics side of it, which says he should be able to get hit, versus the actual things that are happening on the field like ERA, which shows he has that underway or calming right now. 74 degrees, 3-mile-an-hour wind blowing out. I'm more likely to say over in this game. You take a look at Sogano on the mound for Baltimore. He's got a 106 xFIP minus, which is much less than Paddock's 122. He also has an ERA of 2.72, but he does have that xFIP number hovering around a 4.31. So he's getting a little bit lucky at that point. The Minnesota batters today, first four in the lineup look pretty darn good. Buxton, Larnach, Jeffers, and Lee, all high ISO and weighted on base percentages. But again, you're looking at Sogano, what he's given up on the season so far. ISO power numbers slightly higher to lefties, but outside of that, he's really kept it down. The reason that gets him in trouble, Ben, which gets a lot of Major League Baseball pitchers in trouble, it's not the walks, which he doesn't have, but the strikeout margin, 14% of the batters he faces strike out, which means a lot of balls in play, which usually can do damage to yourself. 12:35 start. Sometimes you're superstitious on these early games, but this game probably should go over. And by the way, Baltimore, slight lean to them as well.
Minus 132 on that money line price. The O's need to stack up some wins. DRS, let me ask you a question about Baltimore here as well. They enter 2025, riding the optimism of this young core, only behind the New York Yankees, with the second best price to win the American League pennant. Now 15-26, a 28-1 number. It is the fifth longest price in the American League. Is it too little, too late already this early in the season in the middle of May, or is there enough time for the Orioles to turn this thing around?
there's enough time to turn it around, but it's not really like the batters will turn it around fine. They're talented 1 through 9. They really are. And a couple guys are coming back off the IL that they should get back, which would help. It's just that frontline starting pitching. Like, you no longer look at them and say, hey, they have 2 or 3 hammers up top. Like, you get Corbin Burns. It's like, okay, well, now he's gone at this point. It's like, oh, where do we go from here? That's where the struggles are. The hitting will be fine. The pitching is what we really worry about, though.
When we look at the rest of the games on the slate, the in-state rivalry starts today. A 4-game set in Arlington between the Rangers and the Astros. Really good pitching matchup in this one, at least on paper. Houston sends out its second ace, if you will, in Hunter Brown. Jacob DeGrom, who has won 3 consecutive outings, gets the start for the Rangers. Texas has won 5 straight games, DRS, as they start this 4-game slate against the Astros. They're a slight favorite at home, minus 122. What do you like?
Yeah, taking a look at the lineups today, and you're going up against Jacob DeGrom, who's had a very good season. A little bit leaky against left-handed batters, but if you're just looking for Houston Astros as a total, like, what I tell you, if Jose Altuve doesn't match up as one of the worst batters in the lineup, you wouldn't figure that. But over the last 30 days against right-handed pitching, he's done all that well. But Pena, Paredes, Walker, Diaz, Caratini, Myers, DeCenzo all have elevated weighted on base percentages here against right-handed pitching. And then you take a look at on the opposite side with the Texas Rangers, it is a good-looking lineup there. But Hunter Brown looks like he's been flawless this season. Weighted on base percentage, ISO power numbers, high K rate, low walk rate, number 1 on the card today with a 64 xFIP minus and a 2.65 xFIP number. Astros for me today, baby.
As a slight underdog, our final game of this 6-game slate, the rubber match at the Ravine. The Dodgers beat the A's yesterday 9-3. Shohei hit a homer. Max Muncy hit a 3-run shot. Wait. Doesn't the other Max Muncy play for the Athletics? We'll ask Tom Vecchio about that a little bit later More on the early lineup next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One lone playoff game in the association on this Thursday night. It's a closeout opportunity for OKC on the road in Denver. It's the Thunder. It's the Nuggets. It's game number 6 of this second round series. The Thunder, DRS, up 3-2 in this series and a 4.5-point road favorite in game 6. A total that stands at 217.5. We broke down this game earlier to end out hour number 2. We do so once again here in hour number 3 to set the stage for this Thursday evening. DRS, you've been pretty solidified in your stance that you think the Nuggets can do enough to win this game on their own home floor to force a decisive winner-take-all game 7 for a spot in the Western Conference Finals. If so, how does Denver get that done, getting 4.5 points at home tonight?
It's got to be the big boys, man. It's got to be Nikola Jokic with a monster game. It's got to be Jamal Murray stepping up. You got to get the Christian Browns of the world chipping in with, you know, double-digit points here, low teens. You got to get Russell Westbrook on that energy coming off the bench to give you one of those 12-6-6 type performances through about 25 to 30 minutes here. You need all hands on deck. And also, you need OKC to be a little bit off. Why? Because they're the better team. Like, if both of these teams bring their A game, it's going to be OKC. B game, C game, it's going to be OKC. You need to play your A game while Oklahoma City is playing your B, maybe C-plus type of situational game with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You tell me before the game starts, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's at 24 points. Yeah, Denver's going back for a game number 7 at OKC. That's the way I see it playing out. Now, we look at the point spread in this, right? We say to ourselves, okay, you're probably asking for Denver to win. But 4.5 is a big enough margin where late game heroics, 3-point shot goes down, you know, 1, 2, or 3, shot at the buzzer, you don't make it, you lose by 2. I get that. But I am going to be hard-pressed to say, I don't know if OKC can walk into Denver tonight. Should I say I'll be surprised, and they win by double digits? Like, if OKC wins, fine, 2, 4, 6, 8 points, that makes some sense. But for Denver to be at home tonight and get pasted by double digits, I just don't see that. So that's why I think the Denver Nuggets have a legitimate chance. And would I be surprised in the fourth quarter if the Nuggets have the lead? No. That's what the anticipation is. They had the lead in game number 5 of a pivotal game, which, you know, the winner of game number 5 is what, like 80% of the playoffs, they end up winning the rest of that series. So upper hand OKC, but I figure you get a great punch tonight, and I gladly take the points tonight with the Denver Nuggets.
It's a good point, DRS. Again, 4.5 is not the largest spread. You would think the winner of the game outright more than likely to cover the number tonight. However, outside of the 43-point rout in OKC in game number 2, the Thunder handling the Nuggets to even this series at a game apiece, every other game, the four others, have been decided by single digits. Even in OKC in game 5, the Thunder were a double-digit favorite. They won by 7, which has benefited Denver as the dog. The Nuggets 4-1 against the spread, an underdog of at least 5.5-6 points in all 5 games so far. So this 4.5-point number in an elimination game tonight, shortest spread we have seen in this series. Also the lowest total we have seen in this set at 217 and a hook. Again, game number 3, not all that long ago in Denver. Pre-game over under 232. Even in OT, that game stayed well under. Our last 3 games, games 3 through 5, have all hit the under. I wonder what that total looks like tonight in an elimination game, where Oklahoma City is trying to prove its playoff might. And the Nuggets understand this scenario as an NBA champion just 2 seasons ago. Again, DRS, we mentioned it. The Thunder have been in Oklahoma City now as a franchise for 17 years. In the KD, Russ, and even James Harden era, they had reached the Western Conference Finals 4 times in a 6-year span, but not since KD's final year in Oklahoma City in 2015-16. For this young core, under Mark Daigneault, coaching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, they have never been to the Conference Finals. They are 1 win away from doing so tonight. But with that opportunity comes the pressure. We will see how the Thunder, who have handled these learning experiences and have exhibited a ton of growth throughout this second round series, how OKC deals with that in Denver in game 6.
Now, you're right, and that's a big notion, too. And also understand this. They're already into the playoffs. It's round number 2. You say, well, how about their closeout situation against Memphis? Went on the road, closer games. John Morant was down, but they won game number 3, which then gave them the closeout game number 4, which they won in Memphis. They thought, oh, you know what? Closeout on the road is really hard. It's easier to do it at home in game number 5. They handled their business. This is their first opportunity in round number 2 in a closeout game to handle their business once again on the road, which is the sign of a team that would be maturing. Yeah. You tell me OKC enters into the playoffs as the number 1 overall seed, and we say, yes, they're the most talented team. They have the best regular season. But what have they done in the playoffs? Because they're not used to being in this position. You know what gives me confidence moving forward? Closing out teams on the road in their own building, just like a team like the Denver Nuggets. That will give me even more cause to back OKC moving forward in the Western Conference Finals and into the NBA Finals if they make it. But tonight, again, it will be take a big performance by the Nuggets because they're underdogs to win this outright. But this game will be competitive. No way, shape, or form for me, which I could be wrong, that there could be a blowout victory tonight for OKC on the road in Denver. And that's my stance on that. The 217.5, it is tough. If I had to lean towards the over, I'd probably go that direction. But I think the side is a little bit better for me. Denver really brings it tonight, which then you could say, Ben, you going full game? You go in first quarter, you go in first half. Because I'll tell you right now, like, yes, Denver down 10 at the break could come back and win that game, but that's not the game plan for the Denver Nuggets. Win the first quarter, win the second quarter, win the third quarter, just like they did at OKC. But, hey, we're at home now. We should be able to close the door in the fourth.
OKC, a 2.5-point favorite for the opening half tonight in Denver. 217.5 DRS. Again, nearly a 15-point difference from the last time we started things in Denver at altitude in game number 3. You would almost just think, based on handicapping numbers, is that too steep of a drop-off? Based on what we are learning from the betting stats on FanDuel, 72% of the money in terms of the spread backing the Nuggets as the home dog. 68% of the overall bets backing the Nuggets as the home dog. And yet OKC remains a 4.5-point favorite. Let's talk about the superstars, of course, on display tonight in the MVP battle. The guy that has won it 3 of the previous 4 seasons and the guy that is more than likely to win for the first time in his career this year, that being Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 31-plus in 3 of the 5. 31 exactly for SGA in that decisive Game 5 win. 44 points out of Nikola Jokic in Game 5. In OKC, he was great in game 1. He was great in game 5. Pretty mediocre by his own lofty standards in games 2 through 4. The number that stands out most to me, DRS, 7.5 assists. Not for Gilgeous-Alexander, but for Nikola Jokic. He has not come close to that number yet in this series. His high, 6 assists. That is it. whatever OKC is doing defensively against the Joker, they are taking away his ability to distribute the basketball.
Yeah, that little simple handoff at the top of the key that leads to wide-open jump shots, which he steals like 5 assists a game. Certainly not looking forward to that or not letting that allow or happen. But also, you're still not getting a break on this. Hey, Jokic doesn't really get triple-doubles. What is he up to, a 10-to-win price? No, it's plus 2-to-1. Like, it's barely anything. Like, you expect the assist and the rebounds to always be there because the 10 points is just about, hey, formality at that point. But it hasn't happened. A double-double for Nikola Jokic, which he's missed in this series, is minus 1,400 at this point. If you want to go SGA for having a monster night, 18-to-1 on the triple double. Has he had a triple double in the playoffs yet? I don't really remember him being a huge triple double guy, but hence the 18-to-1 price if he does that, if you're just looking for MVP versus MVP to have a monster game tonight.
He has not had a triple-double in the postseason. Nikola Jokic should have 3 in that 7-game series against the Clippers in the opening round, yet to record a triple-double here in the 5 games in round number 2. Donnie, you highlighted Jamal Murray earlier. His points prop 21.5. Is there a way the Nuggets win outright to save their season and extend the series without a big night for Murray? Maybe, but that's a key number tonight.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But by the way, if Jamal Murray scores 14 points and the Nuggets win, I might be running to the wagon right now to get on Denver for game number 7 saying, like, what did Jokic do? 50, 30, and 20? Like, how would that be possible for Murray to have a terrible game and then win? Somebody's got to step up. And also, how about this? Little sneaky tidbit here. Russell Westbrook over 3.5 rebounds tonight brings that energy. That's a plus 110 price here, boys, at the FanDuel.
You're kind of a you're kind of a sneaky big Westbrook fan.
Yeah, like, you biggest really losing defend player his of all time, but go get stats, man. Go get stats.
TV Tom next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for your prop perspective on this Thursday with the jack of all trades, the man of the hour. It's TV Tom Vecchio of Sports Grid, live right here on Sports Grid on the early line. A game 6 tonight in Denver for Vecchio to break down for you. An early look at game number 6 back inside Madison Square Garden tomorrow night between the Knicks and the Celtics. And of course, some action on the ice in 2 series clinching spots tonight in the Stanley Cup postseason. Vecchio, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on TEL.
Thanks for having me. We have an awesome few days of sports coming up. I got to say, I am massively disappointed in Trey Turner, Donnie. Did he get hit for me in yesterday's first game of the doubleheader? Of course, his first hit in the second game of the doubleheader.
Yep,
that is regardless of the point, but I'm ready to go for today. We have some awesome games coming up.
Yeah, we certainly do, Vecchio, and it starts at altitude. The Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder 1 win away from their first appearance in the Western Conference Finals since 2016. The Nuggets, a home underdog, and yet trying to stave off elimination tonight. 4.5-point spread in favor of OKC. Shortest number in favor of the Thunder so far in this second round series, and a total of 217.5. Vecchio, we often ask you to read the numbers and tell us what the odds are telling you about how this game is played tonight. So please do just that. What is the spread, the total, telling you about this elimination game at altitude in game number 6?
So, like you said, you know, shortest number that we have on OKC. I got to say that I don't think we're going to start off this game as we did a couple games ago, where it was, what, 19-8 in the first quarter. I don't think we're going to see that. I don't think we're going to see in the most recent game. It's going to fall somewhere in between. I think this game actually presents a lot of opportunities for live betting, where ultimately, I think the Thunder are the better team. I think a lot of people would agree with that. And I'm hoping that the Nuggets actually get out to a hot start because, you know, grabbing the Thunder at minus one or plus one, somewhere close to even money, even on the money line, I think that's a really, really interesting opportunity tonight. So I don't like the 4.5. I want a -1, -1.5 in game. You know, hope for that early start from Denver. They come out with the crowd behind them, and then you just grab OKC live. I frankly think there's a way to play it both. You could take Denver pregame. You get that 4.5 or 5 number, wherever it may settle. Then you grab OKC in game. I think, like, tonight is a really, really interesting spot to do so. I think there's a lot of also opportunity in when it comes to the secondary and tertiary players. I don't want to be looking at SGA. I don't want to be looking at Jokic. Let's look to some of those other players where I think there's some real value tonight.
Yeah, let's take a look to it. SGA 29.5, as well as taking a look here also at Nikola Jokic 28.5. There are no discounts here. We're expecting them to have big game performances tonight, and rightfully so. One's a 3-time former MVP. One's looking to become an MVP for the first time at SGA. And you're right, OKC is the better team. So if we are looking at other props outside of the two top guns on each team, Tom, where are we going tonight in this game?
Yeah, let's go to Chet Holmgren under 14.5 points. And, you know, I'm going to say he's having a good series. It's obviously not the easiest matchup for him. But, you know, shooting 40 or 43% from the field is good. He's not knocking them down from downtown. It really comes down to a couple things. A, he's been in a little bit of foul trouble in some of his games, not every single game. And B, we're not seeing a massive volume of shots from him, right? So seeing 40% from the field is great. But when we're only seeing 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 field goal attempts, like, he has to be really, really efficient and stay out of foul trouble in order for him to get to 15 or 16 points to push this over. So, you know, when we're seeing, you know, 4 of 9, like, in theory, okay, 4 of 9, that's great, but that's not getting us to the point where we need to be, that we can rely on him to get to 15 points. So I see this game as a 205 kind of final score total. It's going to fall the under, and there's going to be not too many players doing a whole lot of scoring tonight.
Three consecutive unders from game three on here in this series. Game three's total, Vecchio, 232, even in that extra session in OT, stayed well under. Big story for the Thunder and the Nuggets. In game four, really both teams, frankly, atrocious offensively. SGA was the only guy in the starting five for Mark Daigneault and company who scored more than 10 points. Much more balanced. All five starters in game five scoring at least 12 points in that decisive game that gave OKC the series advantage and an opportunity to win it tonight. The Thunder are a road favorite, even at altitude, Vecchio. So do you believe tonight it comes to a close? And if not, if we see a game seven, what do you think the atmosphere would look like back in Oklahoma City? Because the odds makers telling us, whether it's tonight or in a couple days in a decisive game seven, the Thunder are going to win this series and get to the Western Conference Finals.
So I do think the Thunder get a close, you know, they close out tonight. However, if they don't, you know, what would be the course, or what would be, like, the things play out for Denver? How do they get it done? I really think it comes down to Michael Porter Jr. And I'm not going to say rely solely on him, because we've seen Aaron Gordon have a really strong postseason. You know, we have Jokic, we have Murray. But Michael Porter Jr. has been a player that's been remarkably inconsistent. 2, 3, 4 points in some of these games. Some of these games he's up at 20 points. I think it comes down to him knocking down threes, because he's going to have the time and space to shoot them. So if Jokic, obviously the defense is going to him, they're going to worry about Murray. But if we look to MPJ, over 1.5 threes, that's sitting at like -106 there about. If he can knock down some threes and provide some consistent secondary scoring for the Nuggets, I think they will have a shot. I'm not going to say, like, he is the determining factor tonight. Yeah. But he is a big, big part of their offense.
One single game in the NBA. Looking forward to tonight to see how it breaks down. But if we do re-rack the NBA playoffs right now with the NBA Finals odds here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Tom, OKC, heavy favorite, even though they haven't moved on yet, at a -140 price. And then you're getting those big dogs out there, the Knicks, 6-1, the T-Wolves, 6-1, the Pacers, 7-1, the Celtics, 15-1, which, again, Tom, you agree with me, should be 275 million to one to win a championship, because they ain't never winning anything without Tatum. Your thoughts, please.
I think the Pacers present the most value and a realistic shot at this point, where, listen, the Knicks are a good team, but I will continuously say the same thing. These non-Brunson minutes are such an issue for them, and the consistent scoring, or the lack of consistent scoring, I would say, is really, really tough when you're going up against a team like the Pacers. So if the Pacers were to get past them, you get a 7-1 ticket. It does leave you some opportunities to hedge out. You can take the Thunder at that point, you know, presuming that they do move past the Timberwolves.
Knicks and Pacers co-favorites, Vecchio, in the East at plus 125. But is there some life for the Celtics? Quickly, game six tomorrow night in MSG. What's your favorite look for a decisive game inside the Garden?
It's going to be going to Peyton Pritchard over 14 and a half points throughout the regular season. He was at 20 points per 36 minutes when Tatum was off the court, and he can knock down some threes. So he's going to come off the bench. He'll take double-digit field goal attempts. If he knocked down some threes, I think the Celtics can have a shot to force a game seven.
Five triples for Pritchard last night. He had 17 points in that game five blowout of New York. We send Donnie to the money line. Have a great time, DRS. Vecchio and I take a look at the Stanley Cup postseason next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Stanley Cup postseason rolls on with a doubleheader of action tonight on the ice, where each road team is up 3-1 in their series with a chance to clinch on road ice to head to the conference finals. Each road team in their second round set taking on the best team regular season record rise in that respective conference. We'll get to those two spots in just a moment, but react to what we saw last night as well. Our first spot in the conference finals round, Vecchio, has been earned out west by the Edmonton Oilers. Scoreless in regulation last night in Las Vegas. Kasperi Kapunen gets the winner for the Oilers in OT, 7 minutes in to that extra session. Edmonton knocks off the Golden Knights and wins this series in five games, 1-0 in OT. What did Edmonton do so well to win all three games in Sin City to pull off the gentleman's sweep?
Well, they certainly look better on defense, especially last night. And we saw some clear deficiencies from them in the first round against the Kings, giving up 3-4 goals in some of the first periods. Same thing happened in the first few games of the night series. But, you know, they're a team that, again, they've proven it. They did it last year. They went to the Cup Finals. I still think they have their defensive deficiencies overall, but they have the pieces to get it done. It may not be pretty at times, which is kind of what we saw in that first series versus the Kings and what we saw in the first few games against the Golden Knights. But when you have the experience and you have good depth, I'm not going to say it's great depth, but when you have that depth overall, like, those players will step up when a McDavid or Draisaitl happens to be a little bit quiet, just because obviously the opposing defense is doing what they should be doing and kind of marking them. So when you have good depth, I think they will shine eventually. I'm not going to say that they're better than Dallas, and we can get to that game now, but it is good to see them advance again.
Well, one more spot, Vecchio. That would be, of course, a similar theme, sadly, for those in the six, a playoff collapse out of the Maple Leafs. Now, they had won both of their first two games in Toronto. The reigning Stanley Cup champs and the Panthers did return serve in Sunrise, winning both games on home ice. And Florida was a road ice favorite for game five last night in Toronto. I don't think we were expecting a 6-1 shellacking that the Panthers handed the Leafs. Are we going to see that similar theme continue for Toronto? Another early-ish exit from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Same theme overall where they lose. It can't be 6-1, though, right? Like, this is not a spot where the Leafs can lose the game and go down by 4 or 5, and all of a sudden they get one back, but it's ultimately, you know, meaningless at a certain point. I think Florida wins this game. Let's call it 3-1. You know, they get the 2-1, maybe they get the empty net call, but it's just the same story with the Leafs. Like, the Leafs are the Cowboys. Like, it doesn't matter what happens in the regular season. It doesn't matter who they add, who leaves. They're just going to lose at a certain point. So you can't keep running it back with the same thing. Like, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results, whatever it might be. Like, blow up the team. Martyr's a free agent. He's going to leave. Something needs to change. It doesn't matter who's the coach. It doesn't matter who's there. The team is just done.
The Leafs have not made the Eastern Conference Finals or the Conference Finals round in over 2 decades. 2 spots in the Conference Finals at stake tonight, Vecchio. The Carolina Hurricanes have been dominant against the Washington Capitals in this series. They're up 3-1. They're a road ice favorite at minus 170 tonight against the Caps. The Dallas Stars up 3-1. They head to Winnipeg to take on the Jets. The only redeeming thing for Winnipeg, they are a home ice favorite here in Game 5 to extend this series and send it back to Big D. I ask you this question first and foremost. Are both of these second round sets done tonight?
I think so. I definitely the Canes. The Canes have been so, so much better compared to the Capitals this season, or the season, the series overall. And they've really clamped them down on defense. They know what they're doing, you know, top to bottom. Again, they've done it before. They've been in conference finals. They haven't pushed past them, but they've been there before. I like Dylan Strome on the Capital side of things for 2+ shots. He has to get it done. They have to get some offense outside of Ovechkin, outside of Tom Wilson, whoever it might be. When it comes to the Dallas and Winnipeg series, this is the spot where, again, I've said it time and time again for the Winnipeg Jets, they cannot give up the first goal. They literally cannot give up the first goal against Dallas, because we've seen the inefficiency from Hellebuyck overall, whether it's at home or on the road. Like, yeah, they got a shutout the most recent game at home, but he still hasn't looked amazing overall. They cannot give up the first goal, and this game has to fall to the under. If that's the only path for the Jets to win, they cannot turn this into a shootout. I think Dallas wins 4-2 final, and I think the Canes win 2-1 final, if not 2-0.
5.5 the total tonight in Winnipeg. If the Jets are ousted, that would be the 12th consecutive President's Trophy winner, best regular season record in the NHL, to not even reach the Stanley Cup final. And only 2 of the 12, if Winnipeg is ousted tonight, have even made it to the conference finals as well. Tom Vecchio, appreciate you as always. Thanks for closing out this Thursday on TEL. The Early Line returns tomorrow on a Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, here on Sports Grid.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.